I'm Howard Hale with the Horseman's Corner, bringing you useful information from people involved with the world of horses. I'll be back with today's guest right after this. I'd like to invite you to visit the website that we have for the Horseman. That's horsemanscorner.com. There's a lot of information there, some good horses for sale, some sales that are coming up, and some broadcasts and podcasts that you'll really enjoy and use as a learning tool. So visit horsemanscorner.com as soon as you can, because it's a great source for the horseman or the horse lover. Good place to advertise, good place to go if you're looking for horse information. That's horsemanscorner.com.
Now here's Nelsina with our guest, Toby Took.
Tell us about Feek's Vision.
Pre-pandemic, I was approached by Ken Howie. He worked for the Cowboy Channel and RFD, and he found out about the story of Grandpa Feek and said, well, this is kind of a interesting story. We should do this, do a little, 20-minute, half-hour show. And then he realized it is way, way bigger than just 20 minutes, half hour. It's a long story. Grandpa Feek was one of six boys, and he quit school in eighth grade to kind of chase his dream of raising bucking horses, and kind of the pinnacle. This is the story. Quitting school, starting a rodeo company, wanting to breed horses to buck, and everybody's saying you can't do it. He ends up in the arena in Oklahoma City with an award for a horse he bred, he raised, he sold to Rodeo Inc., and he rode out and had a heart attack holding the trophy for the first really born-to-bred horse, which was Sheep Mountain.
Wait, what? We're definitely going to have to catch more on tomorrow's Horseman's Corner with Nelsina and our guest, Toby Took. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless. I'm Brian Hale.